Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And welcome to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. And back in studio with us is Kip Branch.
It's good to be back.
Is it?
It is good to be back, especially when your predictions come true. Like my Super Bowl prediction that I made on this show a few weeks ago, that it was going to be the Kansas City Chiefs against the San Francisco 49ers. And somebody else that does this show with me said the Green Bay Packers were going to be in the Super Bowl. But, well, that didn't pan out. Like most of his predictions that he makes on this show. I'm talking about you in third person. Welcome back, though. I'm glad to be back.
I don't recall.
You never recall.
Picking the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, you did pick the Packers on this show.
Did I?
Yes. Yeah, you called it.
I recall picking Kansas City.
You picked the Chiefs.
I absolutely remember that.
But you picked the Green Bay Packers.
And I'll go even further. I'm telling you right now, the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
I think they are, too. I think they will as well. But we shall see. San Francisco, they play good defense. That defense had Aaron Rodgers in the first half last week running for his life. You made an interesting stat, though, before the show. I'll give you credit because that's what I do on this show. You posed a question that's had me thinking about it for quite some time.
And I know where this is going. Go ahead.
I don't know the answer to this, but you said who's lost more
games? No. What elite quarterback?
What elite quarterback has lost more big games than Aaron Rodgers?
Give me a name. I can't think of any.
I can't. That's a question that you have to ponder for a little while.
What elite quarterback has lost more big games than Aaron Rodgers?
To be elite means you have to be there in these games lose them, correct?
That's correct.
But you do have a point. Green Bay, you know, they made it to the Super Bowl. They got a Super Bowl ring under Aaron Rodgers. I think they made it one more time. Maybe twice. Have they made it twice under Aaron Rodgers?
To the Super Bowl? No, I think he's only got the one.
No, they've gotten the one. He's gotten the one ring, but they never made it back, did they?
No. Mm-mm.
So, yeah, you have a good point there.
As I always do on this show.
I hate the Packers.
I walk in the door with good points.
I'll give you credit where credit's due.
Which is every week.
Well, no, which is about once every 6 months on this show. That's when some of your predictions seem to pan out. But it is what it is, and you do have a point. Elite quarterback has lost more big games than Aaron Rodgers?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Greenway Nissan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and new loyalty to our customers. Don't believe me? How about a 2019 Nissan Altima? No down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. Haven't gotten your attention yet? The 2020 Rogue, $3,000 in total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 in total savings. 2019 Nissan Frontier, $199 per month. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
The Chiefs are a two-point favorite in the Super Bowl. The over-under for the game is 55.
That's a lot of points for a Super Bowl.
55 is the over-under. Well, because the Chiefs score a lot of points.
They do score a lot of points, but the Chiefs in these playoffs have been notorious slow starters in both games in the playoffs. And I don't know if they can afford a slow start against the 49ers defense.
And see, that's what makes them so dangerous, is because despite the fact it's not like Tennessee's defense was awful, it's not like Houston's defense was awful, but despite the fact of starting behind the eight ball in both of those games, being down by double-digit points in both cases, it didn't matter because their offense is so good and their defense is good enough. And I think the same thing. San Francisco can pass rush like no other.
They're good.
And I think it's going to pose a problem for Kansas City, but they have the X factor. His name's Patrick Mahomes.
The best quarterback on the planet. I don't want to hear about this Deshaun. I don't want to hear Deshaun Watson. I don't want to hear the guy for the Ravens that choked it up 2 years in a row in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers, who, like you said, loses big games year after year. Tom Brady, long in the tooth. There's not a better quarterback in all of football right now than Patrick Mahomes.
MVP, or is it Lamar Jackson?
Well, the MVP is based on the regular season, so you have to give it probably to Lamar Jackson. But the real MVP in football, which peaks during the playoffs, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. And I think the Chiefs are just getting started.
As far as winning Super Bowls?
As far as being in position to win a Super Bowl year after year.
So this is the way I see this thing going. You know, I don't think that the Chiefs are going to put up 40 points against San Francisco's defense. I think San Francisco's defense is good enough to keep them in the 30s. But then comes the question to me of, can San Francisco, because there's a number, right? Like, I look at how many points is it, much like the Georgia-LSU game, how many points is it going to take for San Francisco to score to be able to win that football game? And I look at that and I say, well, they have to score at least 35 to win. And I don't think San Francisco's offense can score 35 points. And that to me is the problem.
You scored 37 last week against a team that's probably got a better defense than the Chiefs.
Well, and they also had an outstanding rushing day.
220 yards by Mostert. Wow, he just chewed up. The Packers looked like they didn't want to tackle in the first half of that football game.
And that's kind of my point, is that they got an outstanding running game from a guy he's been a key contributor, but he normally doesn't put up 200 yards rushing in a game. And that's what it took for them to score that many points. Do I think that's the exception? Yes. Do I think that's the norm? Absolutely not.
When a team can't stop the run, you don't need to throw the football. It doesn't take a genius offensive coordinator in the press box to say, hey, look, these guys don't want to come up and tackle. They don't want to stop the run. We're just going to run the football. And Green Bay seemed like they didn't make any adjustments all game long.
Garoppolo threw the ball 8 times, and I'm telling you right now, write this down.
Oh, Lord, here comes the jinx.
If San Francisco is going to win the Super Bowl, Garoppolo is going to have to throw it more than 8 times.
Oh, Jimmy G's going to have to throw the football. He's the wild card in this Super Bowl. He has to have a good game, I think, for the 49ers to win. 49ers have a great defense. They have a good rushing game. They throw the football good. George Kittle's a great tight end. I just think that Jimmy G's going to have a big game for him to get over the hump.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Guys, congrats. You got through Christmas and New Year's unscathed, but it's not over. Here comes Valentine's Day, the big one. Don't panic. Instead, head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift. No matter your budget, they are here to help. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia City Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simon's, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simon's, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Woo! We got to get these rejoins changed.
All we need is a flashlight or a lighter right now.
Can we get these rejoins updated for next week?
Love them.
I'm officially requesting it.
Okay. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Felipe brings to Arkansas, as if Arkansas didn't already turn the ball over enough. Has any elite quarterback lost more big games than Aaron Rodgers? Johan Camargo, get in the cage, man. You're going to determine if the Braves win the World Series. Write this down. Kansas City will be holding the Lombardi Trophy. Derek Jeter, you want 100% of the votes? Get more hits. Try 4,000 next time. Eli Manning chose retirement over playing with the Jags. Zion Williamson returns, which means no more courtside naps. Antonio Brown, man, I just really have nothing left to say about this. LSU is going to pay Ed Ogeron $7 million for the next 6 years. Thank you, Joe Burrow. LeBron is about to pass Kobe for third on the all-time scoring list. More proof of what I keep telling you. Adam Duvall, get your bags packed. Remember I said this, there is no way the 49ers are not beating the Chiefs. Keanu Reeves says he will make as many John Wicks as the fans want. Well, I will watch as many as you make, Keanu. Don't mess with a man's dog. And these are my thoughts.
Let me say before we get into the interview, here we go. It's kind of like, you know, Super Bowl, college football's over, Super Bowl's upon us, and here you are trying to sneak in these little manipulation shots of your boy, 23, out in L.A., to all you purple and gold Kool-Aid drinkers that are out there lapping it up. What happened when y'all played the Celtics last weekend? Thank you.
Just can't resist bringing LeBron up on this show. We barely get through weeks at a time, and you can't go 2 weeks in a row. You've been gone. We didn't have any LeBron talk last week.
Well, it's because
none.
You try to sneak that in under the radar.
Look, am I telling you the truth? Yes. None. Is LeBron about to pass Kobe for the third all-time scoring? Yes, he is. There's nothing that I said in that statement that's erroneous.
He's 45 points short of Kobe right now. But let me tell you what he won't pass Kobe in, and that's rings. in his trophy case. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch. And unfortunately, Kip Ranch making his return to the show after a week off. But I do get a segment off from having to deal with Kip. Joining us now is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Sure. Okay, so I want to talk Tua. Tagovailoa. So he injures his hip. As soon as he injures his hip, all this stuff starts pouring out about might be the end of his career, et cetera, et cetera. So basically what I've learned, Dr. Sasser, is that what he suffered was a right hip dislocation and a posterior wall fracture, which means what?
That basically, I mean, the mechanism of injury was kind of a freak accident. I think Saban was talking about it. And basically what happened is he had his hip flexed when he fell, and so the ball of the hip got pushed out the back of the pelvis. Your hip is basically a ball and socket joint. It has the femoral head, which was the ball, and the socket, which is the acetabulum, which is on the pelvis. And he hit it in such a way that the force of the ball knocked out the back wall of the pelvis when his hip dislocated out the back.
So keep in mind now, he was playing that game with an ankle injury that had been surgically repaired. He had some screws in his ankle. Does that injury, the ankle injury, did that injury have, could or could have had anything to do with the hip injury that he suffered in the game?
You know, probably not. And honestly, there was some question of he wasn't as spry and getting around like he should be. But at the same time, just looking back on the film, I don't really think there's anything to do, any correlation between the ankle injury and the hip injury.
With an injury like his, we've seen him be inactive since he suffered the injury. So obviously it's not something he can just jump right away in and start doing football related exercises to rehab. So what type of activity has he been doing, or should he be doing, in your opinion, from the time that he injured it until now?
Well, and you know, what's important, what's very important, because we've seen athletes that have had bad injuries, and we've seen athletes that have had bad injuries and came back. Nick Chubb had a very bad knee injury and came back, but you also have to remember there are patients like Marcus Lattimore and Bo Jackson with a hip injury. Tua's hip injury affected the joint itself, meaning the cartilage. So when they went back and surgically corrected that, you have to make sure you don't stress that joint. So any exercises that he is doing have been basically non-weight bearing, because you don't want any stress across that joint, undue stress that can further injure the cartilage.
So it sounds like pretty much just taking it easy, I guess, is almost kind of what you're saying to an extent.
Really, truly, I would bet if I was that orthopedic surgeon, I would say non-weight-bearing crutches, you know, hang out on the sideline way away from anybody and wait for a good 8 weeks or even longer before you do anything. Now, again, the wonders about being in college athletics and even in the NFL or NBA and all those places, there are ways to unweight the joint and increase range of motion. You know, they have those great treadmills that are in the pool. They have the treadmills that basically sort of you put your legs in and it sort of blows you up like a balloon and takes pressure off. And so there's a lot of things that they might be doing in order to decrease his stiffness, increase his strength, and without stressing the joint.
When he does get back to the point of being able to get back into a normal flow of activity,
sure.
At the very beginning, what's going to, in your opinion, what would you tell him as his surgeon as far as this is what you can do and this is what you right. can't do when you're first getting him back on the road to recovery through activity.
Right. Well, and one, you know, of course, it's kind of the same way like an ACL injury. It would he'd be pretty much a straight ahead, straight back. You know, so even if you're working on just any kind of step back drills or something of that sort, it would just be a few steps up, a few steps back, working on his throwing technique, his arm. Always he could work on core, upper body, but probably not as much lower body, squats, things that, you know, you don't want him starting to squat 300-400 pounds and put that much weight across his hip. So I would really work on initially weight type strengthening, body weight strengthening, and flexibility and movement and motion, because again, he can retain stiffness in that hip, and then that might affect his ability to pivot and cut down the road by not allowing him to properly put his knee or ankle in space when he's trying to throw.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Is this an injury, you know, I don't know how much experience you have with these types of injuries, because what I understand is that this is kind of a rare injury. Every doctor that's taken a look at this and weighed in, there are three different ones, they've all said they expect him to make a full recovery. Do you pretty much agree with that diagnosis, or is this, in your opinion, the type of injury that he might not ever really get back from?
You know, I hate to be that pessimist. I mean, I think he's a great guy and a great quarterback, and I would love to see him get back to 100%. And I think he will get back, but I don't know if it will completely be 100%. And then the big issue, kind of like what happened to Bo Jackson, is when you dislocate your hip, meaning that hip is in the wrong place, that can stretch the arteries and veins that are the blood supply to that femoral head. And if you lose that blood supply, they'll get what's called avascular necrosis, meaning that the bone basically dies underneath the cartilage and they develop arthritis at an early age. And that might take a while to happen, if it does happen. That can happen 1, even 2 years down the road and can be secondary to the trauma. So I don't know what it's going to look like down the road. I think he will come back. If anybody can, he will. But I would watch him closely.
Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time. Once again, you've always, as you always do, you've made me smarter.
Thank you very much, Jason. Appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you Southeast Georgia what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825. Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simons is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, but there's so much more. Happy hour, 4 to 6, live music, weekend Bloody Mary bar, and don't forget great food. Not to mention Jekyll Brewing's on tap, as well as several local beers. Make sure you don't miss Catch 228 Super Bowl Party. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228, and look for specials on Facebook.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky.
This segment is where Kip hijacks the show and does his butt hurt segment.
There's a few teams, there's a few things on the butt hurt list this week. I missed last week. So
Before we get to that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by M&B Liquors and by Georgia Sea Grill.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island since 1997. The Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers, which are very good, by the way. And catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill.
All right, and so now is the segment of the show where Kip basically hijacks the show, does what he wants, and no one in management says anything about it. I'm just left to suffer.
Management, you know, they tell me to come on here and make and just come up with ratings. That's what they tell me. So that's what I do. Okay. When I roll in here on Saturdays, my goal is to get ratings. So that's what we try to accomplish here. Number five, Jason, on the butt hurt list this week. The Houston Texans. They're sitting back. They're going to watch the Super Bowl next week. And for those whole five hours, including the halftime show, you know, with the commercials, you know, the game actually lasts 4.5 hours. They're going to sit there on their couch the whole time, kicking themselves in the rear, saying, we blew a 24-0 lead against the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
And the Houston Texans are going to kick themselves in the you-know-what. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Atlanta Hawks.
Aren't they always on this list?
11-35, Jason, is their record. 11-35. Luka is 28-16 in Dallas, by the way.
Luka's a top five player in the NBA.
Luka's the Mavs lead the Southwest Division in the NBA. They're tied for the lead at 28-16. Luka 29.1 points a game, 9 assists a game. Trae Young's got similar stats, but the difference between the two.
Oh, it's
the win loss column is the big glaring thing.
No, it's Grand Canyon, because what the Hawks did was the Hawks traded a top five NBA player for a
score
for a piece.
And they're probably kicking themselves right now.
Well, they're pretty well accustomed to doing stuff like that.
Luka is a top five player, and the Hawks, they didn't even blink an eye. They traded him for Trae Young. Boom, just like that. You're 11-35, Atlanta. The Mavs, probably going to be a four seed out west. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, and I'm fed up with them. The Baseball Writers Association of America. Those guys, come on, dude. Derek Jeter should have been a unanimous selection to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
He lost World Series.
Whatever.
He didn't win every World Series he was in.
Whatever. I saw an interesting stat the other day. I can't remember it now. I should have remembered it for this show.
So why mention it?
But he was the only person in the history of baseball that did it. Stolen bases, home runs, RBIs or something, and batting average.
Good
only
stat.
Guy ever that had, you know, certain levels of that.
Good stat.
Derek Jeter.
Way to throw out the numbers there, Kip.
Derek Jeter, not a unanimous Hall of Fame selection. You need to just blow up the Baseball Writers Association of America. They suck. Excuse my language.
Like you said, here's a stat and gave no numbers.
I'll bring it next week. I forgot it, but it was interesting. Wow, it made my mouth drop open. Number two on the butt hurt list, Jason, the Green Bay Packers. Cheese heads, this, that, and the other. Aaron Rodgers, he's a bad man. You turn on the ESPN and you hear that. But like you said, I'll give you credit in the butt hurt section. What elite quarterback loses more games?
More big games.
More big games than Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
I don't know.
And they looked. I just enjoyed it. I'm a Lions fan. I've been programmed to hate the Packers, and I really do hate the Packers almost as much as I hate the Dallas Cowboys. And they just got busted in the mouth, and I just love that, what the Niners did to the Packers last week. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Houston Astros.
Oh yeah, good call.
I mean,
Brian McCann.
Really, guys, you're stealing signals. I read some article where one of the players for Houston may have had a buzzer on his body that would buzz, letting him know a certain pitch was coming so he could feel it. Have we stooped to this level, Major League Baseball, where teams, if the Houston Astros are doing it and got caught, which means how many teams are out there doing it and haven't got caught?
It's more than the Red Sox and the Astros, I promise you that.
Yes, it is. They just got caught. So baseball has an image problem right now. Baseball has a marketing problem right now. Baseball used to be the greatest game in American sports. Right now, out of all the four major sports, it's number three in my book, behind the NBA and behind the NFL.
I agree.
And so Major League Baseball has some issues. They don't market their players properly. The Astros get caught cheating. They make up these arbitrary rules to keep Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame. So it's just, I'm aggravated with baseball. You wanted me to write a story this week on baseball. I emailed you back and said, man, I'm just not feeling it this week. Aggravated with Major League Baseball. Houston Astros seem to be like the scapegoat for all this right now with the sign-stealing stuff and this, that, and the other. And get over it. You still got to swing the bat. You still got to throw the balls. You still got to make the catches. And, you know, the Astros are number one on the butt hurt list this week, but there's probably 25 other teams that are doing it as well.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick, 912-264-3825.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery
a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com. Or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Guys, congrats. You got through Christmas and New Year's unscathed, but it's not over. Here comes Valentine's Day, the big one. Don't panic. Instead, head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift. No matter your budget, they are here to help. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
That's going to be a Twitter question. If you obviously you didn't hear us during the break, but we were discussing with our Facebook Live audience, if you want to listen to the Facebook Live stuff between breaks, all you got to do is just go to my Facebook page or Kip's Facebook page if you're our friend and watch us, because we'll do stuff like this. But we had a conversation with the Facebook audience. Should Barry Bonds be in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes.
That's on our Twitter question of the week. Go to Twitter, Bishop_show. And you'll find that and vote. Should Barry Bonds be in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame?
Should Roger Clemens be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes.
Should Alex Rodriguez be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, come on.
You can't keep people from the... If either you don't put anybody in from the steroid era, or you put the people that deserve to be either everybody gets in that deserves to be in, or nobody gets in. That's the way you got to do it.
Now they're going to sit here and make judgment calls. And this is an indictment of society in general, where people sit around in their judgment seats and they decide this guy can't get in, but this guy can. And the hypocrisy is just amazing. But nobody seems to care about that nowadays. They just get on and give their opinions. They sit in a little dark room, smoke their cigars. Baseball Writers Association of America, blow up that whole organization and just start over with how you select people to the Baseball Hall of Fame. This is ridiculous.
No argument for me. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. By the way, if you miss any of the show, it streams on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Check out our Twitter poll, Bishop_show. The question of the week right now is Barry Bonds. Should Barry Bonds be in the Hall of Fame? This segment is brought to you by Belinda Thomas Realty and by Catch 228.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Braves offseason really hadn't gone according to plan. They did a great job with the bullpen. Signed King Felix, by the way. Felix Hernandez to come in and contend for a fifth spot in the starting rotation.
That might not be a bad.
That's a good insurance policy.
Yeah.
That's a great insurance policy.
You never know if he can, you know, recapture some magic or whatever and have one of those seasons where, you know, wow, we weren't expecting that. But could be good. You remember Sanchez a couple of years ago for the Braves.
Yeah, that ended up being a great signing for cheap.
Could be the same kind of situation for the Braves.
In the offseason, of course, they didn't get Donaldson, who basically, Donaldson says the Braves didn't make a competitive offer. The Braves said they did, but they understand that Donaldson wanted to take the larger contract with the fourth year, because now the rumors are the Braves never did come up with that fourth year, so who knows?
Here's what I'm thinking. I know why Donaldson picked the Twins. Similar contracts, similar numbers. But if you go in the American League and break down and can't play every day a position, you can always DH.
That's true.
So I think that, you know, aging 34, 35 years old, big contract, 4 years, you know, on the back end of that, he's probably going to be a DH. That's why he went to the American League.
This might be in the top five smartest things that you've ever said on the show.
I mean, it's what's going to happen.
Top five smartest right now. Write this down, folks. Top five smartest things that Kip has ever said right here on this show.
Gets paid big money to swing the bat and not have to get out there and play the daily grind of having to play third base.
In the meantime, the Braves signed Marcelo Ozuna to play the outfield, therefore kicking Nick Markakis to the bench and probably meaning the end of his days in Atlanta for Adam Duvall.
I got some issues with that one, Jason. You're going to set down a potential guy that's going to bat 300, and you're going to put a guy in the lineup that's
going
to
hit. Adam Duvall's not hitting 300.
I'm talking about Markakis.
Oh.
And you're going to set Markakis down, and you're going to bring a guy in that's nothing more than a 240 hitter.
With 29 home runs.
Markakis hits how many home runs? He's going to bat 300, probably hit 20 home runs for
you. Markakis isn't hitting 20 home runs.
15, 16.
At best, 15.
So you would rather take the 29 home runs and a 240 batting average over 15 and 300?
With that team, because I think it's relative. I think it just depends on the team. But with that team, yes. Yes, I would.
I mean, if he hits like he did in the first inning of Game 5 in the divisional series, then it's a smart pickup by the Braves. But I've watched Ozuna. He's a, you know, he hits every now and then. He goes, he's streaky.
Those last couple of years that he was in Miami, he was a monster. He got to St. Louis, and he turned very pedestrian as far as power hitter numbers. We'll see when he gets to Atlanta. He's on a one-year deal, $18 million, much like the same deal with Josh Donaldson. Marcelo Ozuna knows he needs to reestablish some value, or the value that he still has value, just the value that he had in Miami, which the last 2 years in St. Louis, he's kind of lost. This is an opportunity for him to do that, to get what he's looking for is that long-term deal like Josh Donaldson got.
Could be a good move, but right now I'm kind of, you know, I'm up in the air. I'm kind of lukewarm about it.
Okay. Well,
I mean, 240, I don't know what Donaldson hit. He hit probably 270 last year, had all those home runs, but 240 batting average.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Nats Landing, Bruce Kennedy Tire, and by Sea Palms Coastal Realty.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort, or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
the Jags have hired a new OC in the form of Jay Gruden, fired Redskins coach, now heads down to Jacksonville, the River City, to call the plays for eventual starting quarterback Gardner Minshew.
There's just nothing exciting happening with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Help me out here, man. Maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way, Jason.
I think there's a lot of stuff. Tom Coughlin's out. They traded Jalen Ramsey because he tried to fight the coach on the sideline. They bring in a fired head coach in Washington to call the plays. Doug Marrone can't seem to motivate his team. You got a quarterback controversy. A dude you're paying $80-something million for. He can't stay healthy or play well when he's on the field. I think there's a lot to be excited about in Jacksonville.
All I think about is Ambien when I think about the Jaguars.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The all-new Greenway Nissan wants to show you, Southeast Georgia, what all the buzz is about. New name, new management, and a new loyalty to our customers. 2019 Nissan Altima, no down payment, no monthly payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 60 months. 2020 Rogue, $3,000 total savings. 2019 Murano, over $5,000 total savings. The new Greenway Nissan. Come see why before you buy. 231 Chapel Crossing Road in Brunswick. 912-264-3825.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Yeah, my favorite two players, baseball history, Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds.
Jr. wasn't 100% by the Baseball Writers Association of America.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, I mean, they're stupid.
Tell it like it is, because sometimes the truth comes out of your mouth. Yes. Every once in a while, I'll hear you tell the truth.
Oh.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Georgia Farm Bureau, and by Pristine Water.
Guys, congrats. You got through Christmas and New Year's unscathed. But it's not over. Here comes Valentine's Day.
Boom.
The big one. Don't panic. Instead, head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect Valentine's gift. No matter your budget, they are here to help. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online at cunninghamjewelers.com. See, that's the tough thing about being a guy. Christmas comes, you gotta buy, then right then you don't even get 6 weeks off, man, and here comes Valentine's Day.
Not to mention you gotta do New Year's Eve right, the birthdays,
I mean
Labor Day.
Yeah, but the Baseball Writers Association of America, disband it, please.
Anniversary.
Cunningham Jewelers has you covered.
Get over there.
Good deals in there.
Yeah.
High quality stuff.
That's good stuff now.
Yeah, it's high quality.
You were saying Baseball Writers of America? We're going back to the Hall of Fame stuff?
They just need to.
Okay.
The whole dynamic needs to change there. When you got guys that probably haven't swung a bat since Little League days, sitting here voting on somebody like Barry Bonds' worthiness to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, they're just stupid. I mean, I'm on a rampage here now, and I'm frustrated that Derek Jeter wasn't 100%. If Rivera's 100%, then Derek Jeter should have been 100%.
Now, that argument makes sense. But I will say this. I do remember an at-bat that Derek Jeter had in 1997, back in, I guess it was May, against the Royals. The Yankees were winning already 11-1. He came up to hit in the game, like in the fifth or sixth inning. There were two outs and nobody on, and Jeter struck out.
Yes.
And the Yankees won that game. And maybe if Jeter had gotten a hit in that game in May against the Royals, who were in last place, maybe if he'd gotten a hit in that game, in that inning, with nothing on the line in a meaningless game in May, maybe he'd have gotten 100% of the vote.
Yeah, that writer that voted for him not to get in there probably had money bet on that game. But that's the same guy that goes to a seminar and says Pete Rose shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Georgia is going to have an interesting quarterback room. They got the number one quarterback in the country again in Brock Vandegrift.
He's 2021, committed to Georgia, should sign during the early signing period in December of 2020, should enroll in January of 2021. The quarterback room at Georgia went from being looking around. You ever go in your pantry?
No.
Yeah,
I'll just answer that question now. No.
You go in the pantry, man, you're looking for something to snack on, and there's just nothing there. And you say, man, I got to go to the grocery store and restock things. That's what Kirby's done to the quarterback room. That's what Kirby's done to the wide receiver room at Georgia. The offensive line room was already stocked with, you know, everything you would want. Defense, I mean, that's like going to brunch on Sea Island, the defensive room at Georgia. Kirby has completely reinvigorated his whole offensive staff, brought in a new coordinator, bringing in quarterbacks, graduate transfers, going to go to more of a RPO dual threat offense. Georgia fans cannot say Kirby has not addressed the situation with the offense in the last 6 weeks. That is what he has done it.
You're right. You know, he's brought in a quarterback from Wake Forest that had lost his starting job. So now he's transferring to Georgia. Lost the starting job at Wake Forest, mind you. He's transferring to Georgia.
His
graduate year. He's eligible immediately. So he'll be the bridge guy between, I guess, before Dewan Mathis or Carson Beck takes over, or maybe the Vandegrift kid playing as a true freshman. I don't think that'll be the case. I think it'll be Dewan Mathis, because I feel like, and what I've heard is, Kirby wants to make the move quarterback-wise to more dual-threat guys. That's what I've heard through the grapevine, that we probably won't see another Jake Fromm-type quarterback for a long while in Athens. We'll see how that goes, but that's what I've heard. So if that's the case, it will go from Jamie Newman to Dewan Mathis. Carson Beck can move too, so it's not like he's out of the equation, but keep in mind, Jamie Newman is transferring to Georgia, and he's already lost his starting job twice now to Sam Hartman. ACC quarterback coming to – the last time that happened, an ACC quarterback came to Georgia as a grad transfer. The guy's name was Grayson Lambert.
People who loses their starting job, they don't, you know, you don't throw for almost 3,000 yards and rush for 600 yards and throw for 26 touchdowns and run for another six. People that do that don't lose their jobs. They don't start the new era Pinstripe Bowl and against Michigan State and come in, throw three touchdowns. The other guy that you were sitting here trying to portray that
Sam
was
Hartman.
A starter.
Sam Hartman.
He comes in and looks like he doesn't look very good.
Hartman had already beaten Newman out. He broke his leg. Newman comes in halfway through the season, plays well. Hartman was not 100% ready to go the next season. Newman started as the starter that year, played all throughout the season, and then when Hartman finally got 100%, you saw them both playing in the Pinstripe Bowl. They came to Newman and said, hey, look, man, Hartman's ready to go. He's going to be ready next year. You've got one more year of eligibility as a grad transfer. You probably need to play that somewhere else.
That's fine. He's coming to Georgia, probably going to win the starting quarterback job for 1 year, and we'll see what happens.
Much like Grayson Lambert, remember, Georgia was starting a quarterback that couldn't start at Virginia. Georgia's going to be starting a quarterback that couldn't start at Wake Forest.
I mean, there's a lot of transfer portal stories, success stories every year that happens. We had a conversation about this last night, and I said, part of the thing I have to work on with you is you got to stop looking for the negativity in every situation.
Oh, you mean the reality?
The negativity and start looking at it in a more positive light.
Hmm.
Because Gator fans, you know, they talk about Felipe Franks, but there was no Gator fans down there talking about, oh, let's start Kyle Trask. Felipe Franks was their guy. He was their guy. Now Trask.
I just don't spin things like you do.
No, you spin things pretty well. You always
this
have.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simons is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, but there's so much more. Happy hour 4 to 6, live music, weekend Bloody Mary bar, and don't forget great food.
not to mention Jekyll Brewing's on tap, as well as several local beers. Make sure you don't miss Catch 228 Super Bowl Party. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228, and look for specials on Facebook.